Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In 1776, when our founding fathers were creating this wonderful new country, John Adams wrote, "It has been the will of heaven that we should be thrown into existence at a period when the greatest philosophers and lawgivers of antiquity would have wished to live, a period when a coincidence of circumstances without example has afforded to 13 colonies at once an opportunity of beginning government anew from the foundation and building as they choose. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children? How few have ever had anything more of choice in government than in climate? Whether you consider this country to be blessed, fortunate, or just lucky, we have a system of government that allows for a regular, peaceful process to take place as we choose our leaders through a democratic system. Many countries have recently undergone less than pleasant changes in leadership. Sometimes the new government is good, other times not so good. Many people around the world have as much influence on their government as they do on the weather. For more than 200 years, we have been able to watch and listen and participate as candidates campaign, seeking our support and eventually our votes. We evaluate, we compare, we judge, then we elect. The actions and decisions of the person holding the highest office in the land is critical to so much of what we do. One need only look at the impact of George W. Bush's presidency to see just how much of an impact the officials we elect can have in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our society. As one of his first acts in the White House, President Bush reinstituted the Mexico City policy so that our tax funds would not be given to organizations that perform or promote abortion overseas. His administration cut off funding for the United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, because of that agency's involvement in China's compulsory abortion program. President Bush signed into law the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and legislation to prevent health care providers from being penalized by the federal, state, or local governments for not providing abortions. President Bush threatened to veto any bill that weakened any existing pro-life policy. His strong position prevented successful attacks on the Hyde Amendment, which prevents tax dollars from being used to pay for abortions in the Medicaid program. President Bush strongly advocated a complete ban on human cloning and helped defeat clone-and-kill legislation. His administration played a key role in the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of their declaration calling on member nations to ban all forms of human cloning, and in including language in the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which protects persons with disabilities from being denied food, water, and medical care. In contrast, the past 3 years have been decidedly different. With the Mexico City policy rescinded, millions of dollars have been poured into UNFPA, and Congress enacted a health care law which contains multiple provisions authorizing federal subsidies for abortion and additional provisions that will result in government-imposed rationing of life-saving medical treatment. Unlike many countries, we will have a democratic process which allows for a noisy but non-violent election, and if the voters so decide, a peaceable transition of power. As John Adams remarked, "How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children? How few have ever had anything more of choice in government than in climate? We have an opportunity to choose our government. We must be ready and willing to do all we can to wisely take advantage of any and every opportunity presented to us."
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.